Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the stuff that's happening around here all week long. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. And just a few minutes after top of the hour, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all, and happy Labor Day, Stone Mountain.
All right now.
Out there.
The Big Rock.
Out there by the Big Rock. They're going to be doing some different things out there. I think I heard that there was going to be some upgrades.
Okay.
Around the mountain, all the...
Around the Big Rock.
Yeah, around the Big Rock.
Yeah.
Things to do out there and all that sort of stuff. Birthdays on this first day of September.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the same day.
On the same
day. This is going back. Rico Carty, old baseball name.
Yeah, right.
And Lily Tomlin.
And Lily Tomlin.
Old Conway Twitty. I just remember hearing that name as a kid. Didn't think it was a real person. I thought it was like a Warner Brothers character.
Yeah.
But then I found out.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, that. We mentioned earlier.
Go ahead.
We mentioned earlier, if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't recite any Conway Twitty lyrics. And you just came. I actually, when you said that, I do remember Hello, Darling. And you know what's going to happen now. Noel's going to throw that on as we leave this break. So be ready for that.
I was thinking about the Conway Twitty song I found last month, but I won't.
Which one did you find? Okay. Well, she's going to tease us. She's got control of the stuff.
You got it.
Talk about somebody who came and went.
Who was that?
But I'm going to mention his name, and you will remember him fondly.
Yes.
Maybe not fondly. Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
Did you do the Tybo? That dude made a bunch of money on that.
A bunch of money on that thing, didn't he?
And then some people pulled some muscles and... He had to go to court. So I don't know. I hope he's doing well. But, yeah, Billy Blanks, his birthday today. We mentioned Gloria Estefan, played conga earlier. Tim Hardaway, best crossover in basketball history.
Man, he was strong. He was strong.
Mitch Richmond or Tim Hardaway? Who's crossover?
Allen Iverson. Iverson
had to learn from one of them two.
You're going to throw Iverson in there, though. But because the one we remember is him crossing up Jordan.
Jordan, right.
My goodness, that's the one that saved for all time.
29 years old again. Like me, 29? Zendaya.
Man, that'd be dangerous.
Zendaya. It's her birthday today.
All right.
So happy birthday to her. As we move into this 9 o'clock hour, as we said earlier, we're in for the steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Steak and Sandra. But we mentioned earlier Taylor Townsend, and she unfortunately did not prevail in her last match. But she has been, of this past week, the talk of the U.S. Open on the women's side.
Right. And I had a chance to get to know her really well and her family as she was, going back to her days as a junior player. She's a top-ranked junior player in the world. And the thing of it is she loved being home and trying to be normal when you're like that. You're away at an academy down in Florida where you're surrounded with tennis all day. You're basically doing your schoolwork online or whatnot. When she would get to come home where her dad was principal, she would just go to school. She loved just going, dropping in with kids her age, her age group in a class, sitting in class with them. She also had the perks, though. Dad was the principal. So she wanted to go and take over the principal's office. She'd go take over the principal's office, right? She'd be at football games on Friday night, and she'd be on the sideline like a get back coach. She's reminding the guys to stay behind the line, stay behind the line. I like, Taylor, what are you doing out here? You know, but she just enjoyed the school experience when she could.
Right.
Because of what she was doing, you know, she wasn't gonna be able to be in that. She was charted for a different course. And so it's just been neat to see her evolve, go through some difficult times. There was some times with USTA and the establishment of tennis that she really clashed, you know, with them and the way she did some things. And she took a step back away from, like, everybody and everything for a minute and just had to, you know, had to find her own way to work her way through it. And she's done it and doing it while being a mom. And she's, you know, I'm really proud of what she's doing. More people who may not be aware of her story
are now
aware of her story now, right? So I think it's fantastic, and the way she's handling it, I think, is great. Noelle, I sent something over, but you got something for let us hear from Taylor after her match yesterday.
I'm exactly where I need to be. You know, I said it in D.C., and, you know, I was kind of inching there, but I'm exactly where I need to be. That's it. I'm playing the tennis that I need to play to be inside the top 20, top 10, to win a Grand Slam. She's a two-time Grand Slam champion. I've beaten a Grand Slam champion this tournament. So I have everything that I need.
Yeah, and she's talking about just the total package. First of all, she's a lefty, and she plays an all-court game. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of like a game like a Martina Navratilova from back in the day.
Well,
we don't see that much anymore.
Playing doubles helps her.
That plays to her strong suit because mm-hmm. she has that. That makes her a good fit for whatever partner she has.
Right.
And that's why she gets in doubles or mixed doubles. Watch out. She's either going to come close to winning it or she's going to win it.
But if she steps up her singles game, the point is she's got a finesse game that she brings from – or, excuse me, a net game.
Yeah,
that she will bring
right.
that you normally a lot of singles players don't have because they're staying back in baseline or mid level. So I'm saying that she's got that. Maybe doing it backwards, you know, as opposed to being a top singles player, then being a doubles player. Yeah. She's coming from doubles to singles and ascending. But all this in a tournament where we're talking about Venus Williams coming back playing doubles.
Right. Well, you know, I always wonder why. Once players got to a certain place in singles and they decided to retire, why wouldn't they play doubles? It's been just them. I would love to have seen somebody like a Roger Federer, even a Pete Sampras, play doubles. And when they decided, I'm not going to be out here playing singles anymore. I'm in my mid-30s. Add another 5-6 years to your career playing doubles. And also mentor a younger player coming along with you. You know what I mean? To me,
well,
you can, but
folks want to rest on their laurels and enjoy their money.
But here's a chance for them to be on the court and share with this guy. I mean, and that means a lot. When somebody like Federer, I know players who were thrilled that Federer would go out and hit with them for practice.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys, you know, the fact that he saw something enough in their game, because he's not going to go out there and practice with just anybody. You know, if Federer says, hey, let's go out and hit, he's like, yeah, let's go. You know, because you're going to see something, and he is seeing something in your game that reminds him of somebody he's probably seen in his half of the draw.
But you're talking about to go out there as a mentor or teacher.
Well, if Federer would come back and play doubles, that was the thing.
Okay, because he's not playing now.
He don't want to. It could be like if we've seen Murray do some of that. If Murray wants to continue as a doubles player to do something like that, and I think that's what Venus has done. The thing of it is, Venus and Serena, people forget, were one of the most potent doubles teams when they played.
Right, yeah.
They didn't play every tournament play doubles, but when they would play, they would come close to winning it. And think about it, they didn't do it that often. That's how gifted they were as far as playing and converting their singles game to doubles. Not everybody converts well to doubles.
Right.
You know, if you used to cover that whole court all by yourself, that's a whole thing. Guys like folks like Agassi, you never see Agassi play.
I was going to bring him up, and I'm thinking that this sport could have taken been pushed forward. They've been together, I don't know how many years, but let's just say 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, to your analogy that you just used talking about Federer coming back. 10 years ago, Steffi and Agassi could have played mixed doubles.
Yeah, that's probably something they probably agreed never to do.
But they could have, I'm saying.
Not really.
10 years ago, you don't think Agassi or Steffi could have played? You're talking about Reggie Fraser?
You're not listening to what I'm saying. They couldn't.
I got that part.
We would like to see it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But they probably couldn't. their personal individual dynamics. She got way more trophies than he got.
Oh, we know that.
she got way more hardware than he got, man. And I think they want to be civil at back at the crib. Yeah, man.
You're thinking he might have an issue with that.
Either one. She might have the issue with it. What you mean?
I was making a point about Federer.
But I'm talking about a player who's great to continue to be a part of the game and play doubles. Right. You know, McEnroe did it for the longest
time. Him and Fleming? Peter Fleming?
But even after that, McEnroe would go out and play doubles. Matter of fact, McEnroe was playing, I forget which tournament. Was it Wimbledon? He was playing doubles with Steffi Graf? And because she had a chance to win it, she dropped out on it. I forget if she was the partner or who it was.
But she
dropped out.
She could have got a singles title.
Yeah, she was going for the singles title. She didn't want to play the doubles anymore. Mm-hmm. And he understood.
I do remember him getting all worked up.
He had wind in his jaws because he had a chance to pick him up some hardware, right?
Right.
But he had to understand because he'd been there, right? And she got a chance to win the singles championship. She wasn't going to, so she backed out of the doubles. I like in the semifinal round, and they make it to the finals. You know, but I just think that would have been great for the game to see that. Maybe with what the U.S. Open did with mixed doubles this time to make it this invitational type thing for the top players. And I know that didn't go well with some of the normal mixed doubles teams. But to have some of the big names come out and be a part of it as wild cards, quite a draw. They sold a bunch of tickets in New York for it. I'm curious to see if any of the other Grand Slam events do that. I'm curious to see if Wimbledon might try it, to see if the French may do it, to see if Australia may do it, just to bring those players out and get them on court, you know, in a different situation. You're throwing a bunch of money at them, which most of them at this stage, they're so well-heeled with cash. They don't need the cash. They might want to come out just to play and stay active in the game. I could see that happening, maybe.
I'm surprised that a lot of those players from that era just sort of left the stage. They you don't see many of them come back.
It's such a grind, Greg.
That's what I mean.
And it's year round. You know, it really is. And so by the time you get to that point, if you started your family and whatnot, you kind of don't want to go there. You go and you're gonna miss something. You're gonna miss somebody taking their first steps. You're gonna miss somebody starting school. You're gonna miss those type things. And so I think that's where most of those players are at that time. And they don't want to sacrifice that to be back on the grind in the locker room, you know, away from on the phone, having to watch stuff on FaceTime that they could be there in person for. Right?
You know, so I get that's, it. By the way, let's get back to this for a second.
Yeah.
You don't have to explain to me or Andre Agassi that his wife got more trophies than him. Okay? Everybody knows that. They named the kind of thing after her. Like, she was the original Greg Maddux as far as going in. She just left the car running. I'll be right back. and get win the tournament. You know, Greg Maddux, before they adjusted the clock, his games were quicker than anybody else's.
I mean, this was Wimbledon finals.
She would leave the car running.
And that's the ceremony with the
getting Give me the plate.
Getting the plate from the queen. And
what's in your purse?
But, right?
So I don't think that was an issue, but I would like to have seen. I'd like to have seen more of them.
Yeah,
because I think they had a lot to offer, and they were such opposites as far as their personality.
True, true. So Steffi was strictly business.
She was a machine.
Strictly business. You know, so that's the thing. But we get to see a matchup coming up today.
Yeah, we do.
In a couple of hours' time up in New York, and a lot of people are going to look forward to seeing this. Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff, and the thing that we go back to them meeting in this tournament several years ago when the young Coco Gauff is coming along. And Naomi Osaka beats her, and Coco's in tears, and Naomi says, come over here, you're going to do this interview with me.
Right.
And she put her arm around and brought her over. Now, regardless of what some people may think about Naomi Osaka play and things she's doing on the court and off the court, I think she won over so many fans for doing that, her sportsmanship, and to bring somebody along. You know, she's been in the spotlight. I've been in the spotlight. I know what it's like. So you come out here and do this interview with me.
And according to Karen, she feels like this is the tournament that could bring Naomi back, this hard court surface.
She's playing very well.
She's been going through some stuff. And so this could be, if it's going to happen here, possibly Australia, but she doesn't know if she's going to travel down there. But this would be the one that bring her back. And I think would be beneficial for the entire sport.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. It's going to be a great watch.
All right, you ready to talk to Joe Patrick about these Falcons?
Let's do it.
He's up next. Sam and Greg on this Labor Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is Sam and Greg on this Labor Day morning. We are now officially in for the steakhouse. So you want to give a shout out to Steak and Sandra?
Absolutely. Shout out Steak, Sandra.
Okay.
Any of the other characters on there?
The other characters?
Rusty Manziel shows okay. up on there. You know what I mean?
He'd be defined as a character.
Drew Butler.
Drew Butler. Okay. Yeah. You had Rusty on your show, right?
Yeah. Great to have him on, man.
And speaking of people that we've had on the show here, I want to thank John Nelson. John set the tone for this entire morning.
Yeah, he did.
And I want to thank him for that. Take an extra 20 out of petty cash for yourself. Lunch is on me. Russell Baxter came on here. We're going to bring another guest. Oh, Eric Lee,
our
own local actor and comedian. But I got to tell you this, and here is the definition of irony. You ready for this?
What you got?
When we came out of the last spot break, Noel played Hot for Teacher, Van Halen, the last... Well, it was on the album, the last one with David Lee Roth, 1984. Van Halen had never had a number one album during Dave's time.
Okay.
No number ones. That album made it to number two. Van Halen's 1984 peaked at number two. It was David Lee Roth's last album. You know what kept them from being number one?
What?
Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Michael Jackson's Thriller, and that song we came back with, which who did the guitar solo?
Yep. Van Halen, right?
That is irony.
He's winning either way.
And he's at number two and at number one. But yeah, man. Michael Jackson's Thriller kept Van Halen from getting their first number one. But yet, Eddie was on that album.
Yep.
That's crazy. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of insignificant information that Joe Patrick didn't think he'd hear this morning, as we welcome Joe on. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, Joe.
Guys, good morning. I heard that John Nelson said the tone, which is great. He has a tendency to do that, so that's funny to hear.
You've had experiences with him.
Oh yeah.
Hey, listen,
man's a character.
Joe, we have had an interesting time trying to, as we've talked about this Falcons team getting ready for this season, to put our finger on exactly what it is or what we expect to see, and I still don't know. So we figure we ask somebody who was down at pretty much every open training camp and down there and talk to people. How do you describe, if you had to, this team going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an exciting Falcons team. Now, I must warn that exciting does not necessarily mean good, although it could mean good. But I think that generally it's going to be a team that is more explosive, especially offensively, last year with Michael Penix. I mean, we've seen it during this training camp. There's at least one throw that he's made in every practice That is a downfield completion that just kind of, you know, to varying degrees, sometimes it makes you kind of like grab the person next to you and say, oh my gosh. Sometimes it makes you just kind of think in your own head, like, wow, that was a freaking laser. But there's one throw that kind of catches your memory seemingly every single practice. I think that that's going to manifest itself in games this year where there's just going to be those moments that he has that lead to explosive touchdown plays for this offense. And that's all going to be really exciting. And that's, I think, going to be a big difference from what we saw what this offense was last year, that especially under Kirk Cousins was a lot more kind of matriculated the ball down the field. And, you know, I think on the defensive side of the football, it's somewhat similar where I think that with the talent and the playmakers, the young players this team has added that are proven kind of ball hawks or game changers with the likes of James Pierce being able to get to the quarterback or these guys, you know, being prolific, intercepting the football in the college ranks with Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts. I think you're going to have turnovers. You're going to have some of those big plays. But whether they're actually effective or not, whether all of that comes together, that results in, you know, what the team obviously wants to be, not just a winning record this year, but a record that gets them to the playoffs. That's why we got to go out there and play the games. But I think that ultimately you're going to see a group that is just an exciting bunch, younger, more, you know, kind of more dynamic in that sense. And, you know, we'll see where it leads us. And, you know, it is worth mentioning that, you know, for rookies especially, this team is relying on several young players, especially on that defensive side of the football. Every rookie tells you that it's a very long year. It's the longest year of their lives sometimes, or at least in their playing careers, having to play that rookie year coming off of the, you know, the rookie combine and everything. So we'll see how that affects the team down the stretch. But I just think it's going to be a really fun season for Falcons fans to watch this team play.
We do, too, and that's why we're glad to be joined by Joe Patrick this morning. Always remember, folks, he is social. You can follow him at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Joe, thoughts about this offense, and the one challenge we do know is with the right, you know, on the right side of the offensive line where we got to fill in a spot. Does that adjust anything you expect now as far as Penix? Do you lean more on your ground attack until we see just how this line does for pass blocking? Do you do things like that way, adjust your playbook, or do you still go full tilt the way you've been watching them practice all during the training camp?
Yeah, I mean, it, right now, all we can do is kind of theorize as to how this loss of Caleb McGarry is going to impact the team, and we'll start to get, you know, data points of that this Sunday when we see the team go out there for the first time, which is very exciting, guys. I'm very much looking forward to the season finally kicking off. I'm sure everybody else is as well. But, you know, I think, actually, Sam, is, you know, Caleb McGarry, he's always been, you know, average, I think, at best pass blocker, just pure pass blocker. Now, what makes him kind of a top half of the league tackle is his ability in the run game, and especially, you know, the Falcons have loved running that outside zone right behind both McGarry and Chris Lindstrom. I mean, those are two of the best in football at doing that exact at that exact run scheme. And it makes me wonder how much they're going to be able to kind of just go to that, you know, go back to that well, or how much they're going to have to like mix up what they've done in the run game. And especially also you add in the fact that you got a new center in Ryan Neuzel instead of Drew Dahlman. And Drew Dahlman is another one of those guys who loved the outside zone, or just really excelled in the outside zone, because he was a smaller, more athletic center that could really get to that second level and move some of those linebackers out of the way. And I don't know if Ryan Neuzel, Lil Newsy Vert, as they call him, apparently in the Falcons locker room, if he's that kind of center. So I think that, you know, what we might see is some more, you know, direct like gaps, man blocking type run schemes where you're just like kind of hitting quicker hitters up the middle and such and stuff like that. I don't think in the passing game it's really going to affect the Falcons as much as I think a lot of people are theorizing, because when you talk about losing a starting tackle, you tend to think about losing a pass blocker. And obviously a lot of the conversation with McGarry has been about it being on Penix's blind side. But, you know, I think it's telling, guys, that a lot of people are saying like, oh, well, you know, we don't have McGarry and we don't have Storm Norton, you know, for 6 to 8 weeks, which is a loss. That is true. But it's worth mentioning that, like, you know, Storm Norton was a practice squad pickup for this team, you know, a couple of years ago. I think that he's like, you know, he's worked out. I don't want to diminish what he's done, but I think that you can kind of pick up that level of pass blocking relatively easily. It's just in the run game, I think, is where it's going to affect this team more than anything. And I think it'll be interesting to see how they navigate it, whether they, you know, use Charlie Warner more. Could it affect Kyle Pitts' snaps and how often he's able to get out in the field? Or maybe do they put Kyle Pitts more out as a receiver and have more 12 personnel with Charlie Warner in there as well to help on that right side? I think there's a lot of different ways that Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, can also kind of help the offense kind of scheme around this problem they've got at that position.
It's Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we can speculate on what we're going to see on the offensive side, the defensive side. One of the things that we were, at least in the beginning of training camp and wondering how it was going to play out, was the special teams, specifically the kicking game. Oh, they've decided on Koo. Has he changed your mind, and what you've seen so far in preseason make you feel pretty confident about this season for him?
Yeah, Raheem Morris said they were going to, you know, have a competition for him. And it is, you know, it's been a competition in terms of, like, in practice, they, you know, they the two kickers kicked back to back. And it was a little eyebrow raising after, like, I believe it was the first practice,
yeah,
or at least it was the first time they kicked during training camp. And I believe Koo missed one, and Lenny Craig was perfect. And people saw the leg that Lenny Craig had. Yeah. Krieg, I'm sorry, I was corrected by a German friend on how to pronounce his name. It's Krieg. Krieg.
Krieg?
But anyway, but since that practice, I don't think Koo had missed a field goal all training camp except for one 60-yard attempt. Until he then misses one in the final preseason game against the Cowboys. I know a lot of fans were kind of like, oh boy, here we go again. But no, I mean, I have a lot of confidence in Younghoe Koo. I think that Raheem Morris does as well, just based on what he saw in this training camp. And, you know, it was a competition, yes, but it was always going to be Younghoe Koo's competition to lose more than it was Krieg's competition to win, because Koo just has that experience of having made kicks in the NFL, not just made kicks, but he made kicks at the end of games where the pressure is on, not just from fans, but from, you know, your teammates in the locker room who worked so hard to get you to that point. And that's just something that Krieg doesn't have at this point. And Krieg missed quite a bit of field goals during training camp. I mean, he still has some seasoning to do. It's worth noting that he just, like, has started kicking a football in the last few years of his life. So, and Younghoe Koo's been doing it a lot longer. So, he seems to be a healthy Koo, just kind of back to the old Koo that we know and love, and was at one point one of the most accurate kickers in football history. And so I'm sure the Falcons will be hoping to get that this season.
I'm sorry, you are just a pro, Joe. I mean, if I said Koo as many times as you just did in that sentence and it sounded like it sounded, I would have been laughing at myself. I wasn't sure if he was talking about like a Disney character or what. And by the way, speaking of which, I know you want to ask him a question.
No.
You guys see what's around the corner?
What's that?
As far as kickers? You watching these dudes on the college level coming up, and they've been like putting them 65 yards plus.
It's crazy.
You've been seeing that, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we saw in preseason, we saw a 70-yard field goal made, another 65-yarder made in preseason. I asked Marquise Williams, the special teams coordinator, one time, like when is it going to stop? Like, isn't there, like, some, like, threshold of, you know, like, velocity that kickers will be able to generate? But I don't know. I don't know when it's going to stop.
And I wonder if they kick it in Denver, will it count? Or will they put an asterisk next to it?
I don't know.
Because, you know, elevation and all that, so... That's what I'm wondering. Listen, Joe, before we – because I don't know when we're going to get you back here, because you are getting ready to start the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, and you are the opening act along with Andy Bunker for Falcons home games, or games, period. So I will ask you this. Are you confident in putting a check in the W column as we lead into this Tampa Bay game?
I mean, I'm pretty confident in it. You know, it's worth noting, while there's been a lot of talk about the Falcons injury situation, but Tampa Bay's got a bunch of injuries themselves, and they're also going to be without their starting tackle, their best tackle, who is also, by the way, he's like one of the best left tackles in football, Tristan Wirfs. So that's actually a bigger loss for them. Of course, they've got their strengths and everything, but they're going to be missing receivers. And worth mentioning, guys, like, you know, everybody talks about how the Bucs, like, are just going to roll this division pretty much. Like, every pundit says the Bucs are going to win the NFC South, which is, you know, is probably the right, you know, the most probable thing. But the Falcons have beaten the Bucs head-to-head three of the last four times they've played. And the one loss, the Falcons had a lead with about a minute and a half left. They gave up a fourth-quarter drive at home a couple of years ago. So this has not been, like, you know, that one side of a contest. If anything, it's been more one side towards the Falcons when they have played head-to-head. So, yeah, I think the Falcons have not just a shot, but, you know, I think they're going to go into this game as underdogs most likely. But, you know, I think that they've got a great chance of winning.
There you go.
All right.
Check him out. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Our own Joe Patrick. And I'm sure he's doing a number of other things at the station on a regular basis.
Man, he's going to be with podcast.
We have a flower branch today, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Podcast. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Joe Patrick on Football. 99 The Game's YouTube channel, or just search Joe Patrick on Football wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go.
You are the best, buddy. Thank you again for everything and getting up and joining us. All the time.
Yeah.
You join us. I know there are times we get you and you got stuff going on or it's a little bit early. So I wanted to thank you publicly for the times that you have made the sacrifice and climbing out of that bed, or at least moving over and grabbing the phone.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, guys.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Patrick. Again, we are going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. What did Noel say earlier? 4 hours of Fricke.
It's on the way.
It's coming up. Sam and Greg in for the in for the steakhouse. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website where you can hear, and in some cases see, so much of the stuff that happens here Sunday to Sunday. I was going to say Monday through Friday, but just Sunday to Sunday around this joint. Hey, you know who's out there right now?
Who got?
Garrett.
Oh, Garrett. Hey, man.
Man, I ain't seen Garrett in a minute. I haven't seen him since he got on one knee.
Yeah, man.
So congratulations
to him.
He's
real now. He's doing it. He's doing it, man.
I'm trying to think, we were talking tennis earlier, but what we didn't talk about, mm-hmm. I know you wanted to get to, was NASCAR.
Absolutely, absolutely. They raced under the lights last night at Darlington, had a big crash in the first lap.
What?
Ah, you know, and Tyler Reddick was involved in that, but man, Tyler Reddick really drove the wheels off of that thing, and he had a second place finish. Chase Briscoe gets the win for Joe Gibbs Racing, so he wins the first race of the playoffs. Your top five finishes, we'll give you six because we got Briscoe, Reddick, Jones, Nemechek, Allmendinger, and Bubba Wallace finished sixth in the race there. So they got the next stop is coming up, Illinois. Well, like East St. Louis, right? I mean, basically Madison, Illinois is what's coming up, Worldwide Technology Raceway. They run a 300 there, 240 laps. It's the Enjoy Illinois 300 coming up next Sunday afternoon. And then they go to Bristol for the night race the next week. Hopefully we got all the baseball, mm-hmm. all the baseball stuff out of the way. And they put back some of the buildings that they had to take some buildings down, some little buildings that they had in the infield. They had to put those things back in the some of the garage areas and whatnot. So they do a lot of work on that place up at Bristol, but they look forward to racing at Bristol in 2 weeks. They'll be back there. That will be the last race of this round of the playoffs, the round of 16.
You ever been to St. Louis?
Yeah.
It's an old city, ain't it?
Old city.
It's old.
But great baseball city, though.
That's all they got.
You know, no, they got the Blues.
St. Louis?
St. Louis Blues.
You know, you go up.
That's a hockey team. You know.
Oh, I thought you're talking about literally music.
No, man.
Okay, but it's, no, that's a baseball town.
Oh,
It is the baseball town now. And it is just muggy.
It's right in the middle. It's in the middle of the country, and
it's on the Mississippi.
But it depends on when you go. You get an extreme weather of the season. I understand if you go there in the dead of winter, it's really, really cold.
Yep.
If you go there in the summertime, I mean, I remember just seeing those shots when they had the turf on that field. They put the camera down there and put a thermometer, and you see the heat waves riding up off the thing. You know, that's just
that Busch Stadium.
Right. Just intensity. But the baseball fans are remarkable up there, and they really get into it.
Man, and I've been to East St. Louis too.
You've been up in the Arch, in the Gateway Arch.
No, I didn't visit. I went through there.
I went up in the Gateway Arch. That's not a very comfortable ride.
I would not think so.
They put you in this little thing. You have to fold yourself up to get up in there, and then it takes you up to the top of the thing, and you get to look out. But not very comfortable. but I can say I did the Gateway Arch. There's also a Bowling Hall of Fame there. And you know what they have in the bowling?
I thought that was in Reno.
They have one there. Well, not a bowling Hall of Fame. They have a bowling museum.
Oh, okay. Because I know they got the big one in Reno.
And you know what they got in the bowling museum? Shirts. The bowling shirts.
Oh, really?
Oh my goodness, man. You know what kind of crazy designs you got on bowling shirts. I went in there and said, are you kidding me? People come in here to see all this. They had crazy bowling design shirts. It's amazing. St. Louis, man. Hey.
It's good food.
Good food. Okay. It's a good food town. But like I said, you learn your way around.
I was happy to cross back over to Mississippi.
Yeah.
In my one trip to St. Louis. It's just an old, like, I expect that kind of, this isn't a word, oldness to be in one of those New England cities that were one of the first ones, the row houses,
exactly, and all that kind of stuff, right?
This is like a Baltimore
or something.
And I realized for the longest time this place was the, for lack of a better way to put it, the L.A. of this country. Because things kind of stopped at St. Louis.
Yep.
Meet me at the World Fair in St. Louis.
Oh, see, we forgot about that. For those of you just joining us, we found out today and this morning, we were talking how somehow we morphed into musicals and asked Noelle her favorite one. And she said, like, her first one, not The Wizard of Oz, not even The Wiz. She said, meet me in St. Louis. I never, ever would have thought about that.
Expected that.
See, I got two musicals, and one I didn't even know it was a musical until somebody pointed out, because it was just a movie that was a part of my life. Everybody at some point early on is stuck in front of a TV and you watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Okay? I'm talking about one you actually been to a theater to see.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but that was my first musical.
Yeah.
And like everybody else. But I ain't go to a movie theater to see it. I saw it on TV. But my next favorite one is Guys and Dolls.
I mean, you go to see it?
No. I saw it on TV.
But which one you been to a theater to see?
I ain't never seen none. In a theater?
Yeah.
Maybe one of them Disney ones. But I'm not a musicals person.
I actually dropped money to go to the Fox Theater years ago to go see Cats. I still ain't figured that thing out.
I still ain't figured that thing out.
I mean, the cats are back. They're singing this song again. What are we doing?
Can you sing Memories?
Of course, you walk out of the place singing Memories.
The person
I went with thought it was Simply Divine, so it was a big hit in that regard.
Oh, yeah, it made some money.
They thought it was great that they went and said, okay, so.
That's on my cats.
Yeah. Sam said he paid to go see that. He still doesn't get the plot.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is just it's just not at my wheelhouse.
And Phantom of the Opera, not none of that
mm-mm,
either.
Mm-mm.
Like I said,
maybe Starlight Express if that would have popped.
Okay.
What about Les Mis?
No.
Yeah. But it is depressing. Not in the mood to be sad, don't do Les Miserables.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do them Elvis movies fall into musicals?
No.
Yes.
Sam said no. Yes. You say yes.
I mean, you can't film a 90-minute movie with a guitar behind every prop and it's not a musical.
I got to agree with her.
Who put the guitar there? Whose job was it to put the guitar in the right place?
Danny Ray. that was his job.
That's the most fun of watching a movie is figuring out where the guitar going to pop out at.
Wow.
You got a little Danny Ray or
whoever it is.
Jerome.
Yeah, put the guitar right there, you know.
I'm just saying. I listen, I landed on guys in Dallas because I had seen it later on because Wizards of Oz was my one and only. But then I saw The Godfather singing. And I went, what? That dude can sing? And I went, I got to watch it. And then Stubby K singing that song I had heard of all my life. I got the horse right here. His name is Tall Revere. And so that's why I landed on Guys and Dolls. Sinatra is Sinatra. But seeing Marlon Brando sing, and a dude looked just like Brad Pitt in that movie. Not that I'm attracted to him that way. I just didn't think those two looked that close together. And that just sort of brought me in. Not even West Side Story either. And that's a nice one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, Sharks.
That was a good one.
So, but that's what we learned earlier, and that's why we brought up this thing with Noel. Sam and Greg.
We went down that rabbit hole. And what was the other one? Starbucks Furniture.
Oh, that's another one.
Mentioned Starbucks Furniture, and you just thought that was the most incredible thing.
And people are listening right now going, what the hell is Sam talking about? Because they don't know about it either. And John Nelson didn't know about it. And this is really, the whole show is John Nelson's fault. But insignificant information, that's my category. But for this morning, for whatever reason, everybody else has been jumping on my coattails with stuff. And we started talking about coffee. I don't know how. And Sam brought up, did you know?
I brought it up? I brought it up because last night's game, the Notre Dame game, the halftime show, was sponsored by Starbucks.
Yeah.
I said, when did Starbucks start sponsoring stuff on football games? And I remember early on when Starbucks started to become a theme nationally.
Right.
And they weren't doing any advertisements. They were doing no advertising at all. Then they started doing some billboards, started doing some magazine back covers and things like that. And now you got commercials on football games. And they were the commercial spots. What?
You just went through puberty right there.
I'm just saying, you know, to see it on a football game and to see they're advertising it as a pregame stop.
You're right.
As a pregame, you'll come through and get your drinks, whatever you want to drink, on your way to your tailgate.
But you're burying the lead.
What's that?
That you went from that, which surprised you, to then you gave me a nugget, which I had never heard of before. And since we brought it up, nobody else has ever heard.
I found out.
Let's tell everybody what it is. Did y'all know that Starbucks sold furniture? That's what Sam dropped on the show this morning. And then elaborated on it. So it was like, holy, you know what? I had no idea.
And the only reason I knew was because I would bug people at Starbucks. I wanted one of the caps. I wanted one of the hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said, no, you have to work here to get that. You know,
I said, apply for a job.
I come in. You know, Starbucks got benefits and everything.
Yeah, they do. We know about that.
Right. But I was going at, I buy enough coffee in here. They sell me a hat. Of course, I found a Starbucks. I won't say which one, where I was able to work the folks there. And I got me
a Starbucks hat. Oh, you got a hat?
But they said, you know, I said, can you go on your website? Like, no, you can't get it on the website. They said, you can get furniture on the website. And that's when I found out about it years ago.
And you turn your head like Scooby-Doo and went,
like, what? Yeah, furniture?
What type of furniture do they sell?
Different furniture. I mean, it's
sofas, chairs?
A couch. Or is it the kind of stuff that you might see in some of their stores? Obviously, if you see a chair or something arrangement, it's stuff you have, you got apartment, I guess. Or if you put it in your house if you want.
Sounds a lot like what you'd see over at, what's that big store? IKEA.
Kind of like that, you know. So that's okay. You can go to IKEA and get it, or you can go online and order from Starbucks. from the Starbucks furniture catalog.
Okay. So that was one of the other things a part of our show this morning. And the other thing is tonight as we get ready for North Carolina versus TCU, which, by the way, if you can get in front of a TV, we have for you right here. Pre-game 7 o'clock, kick at 7:30. And, of course, then the conversation went into Bill Belichick, now again coaching on Monday Night Football. But how many of these coaches have coached on Monday Night Football on both the NFL and the college level? And we kind of speculated. We don't know. We didn't have those numbers in front of us. But, you know, once Belichick does it tonight, does he join a group of, say, like Pete Carroll? Now, it doesn't have to be a regular season game. It could just be a Monday Night game. It could be a bowl game or a national championship game, but I thought if Pete Carroll could possibly have done it in Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
But I couldn't think of anybody else after that, just those three. Could there have been someone else that I'm missing that would have coached a Monday Night Football game on the pros, but yet also have done it on the college level? I don't know. Maybe John Fricke will have that when he comes up here because he has taken over here in just a few minutes.
Yep.
Maybe Garrett knows. Noel, thank you. For
Thank
everything
you,
today.
Everything
no, no, she's done more than she normally does, and she always does well over and above. But today was...
Maybe it's a holiday. She's in a great mood.
She is.
I really am. But before we get out of here, I got a tweet. John Robinson, USC, and Rams.
There you go. That's a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Forgot about him.
Very much.
Thank you, Cadillac Bishop.
Pardon? Oh, Cadillac, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Cadillac Bishop. I bought his album. That sounds like a singer. I'm sorry. But thank you, sir. Thank you. And I forgot what I was going to say here.
What's wrong?
No. I was going to give some more thanks here. Did we get to everybody on the show here this morning? Joe Patrick. We got to Eric Lee. We got to Russell Baxter. We got to John Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got John Freaky coming up next.
Yeah.
Mr. Crenshaw next week. We will be here before. We are the opening act for the Falcons.
Season opener
next week.
Opening Sunday, week one.
We will be here for a few hours turning things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show leading up to kickoff. We want to thank everybody for letting us be a part of your Labor Day morning.
And don't forget, we're here Friday night. I'm here, with Chris Parker for the High School Scoreboard Show, 6 to 11. Our school day's guest is going to be Reggie Wilkes, who is going into the High School Hall of Fame this year out of Old Southwest Atlanta, Georgia Tech, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
On that note, have a great day. It's Sam and Greg. We'll be back next week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.